Have we started?
No.
No one gave me the green light.
No. That's why Mike is awkwardly looking at me, like, any minute now. Any time now.
Acting like we're trying to do a podcast around here.
I'm relaxing here. I'm relaxing, just looking for my next
outside the school.
Shooting some b-ball.
Couple of guys that were up to no good started making trouble in my neighborhood.
Just one little fight.
And somebody's mom got scared.
You're moving with your auntie and your uncle to Bel Air.
What are you guys talking about? I've been here the whole time and none of that's happened.
Welcome to the Perfect Pour.
Play music here.
Welcome to the Perfect Pour, episode 36, Craft Beer Podcast. I am Mikey.
Woo-hoo, it's 36?
It's 36.
Wow.
Pretty sure.
Guess that's what happens when we do it each week, I forget.
Yeah, I know. Starts adding up.
Matt has 35 written on his paper.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Couldn't count.
That just means
I didn't. Now you've messed me up. Maybe it is. No, it's 36.
We'll correct this in post.
Yeah, don't worry about it. Like Nick's all looking at
all that fine editing we do.
Yeah. Well, that just means I forgot to write notes for 35. That's all.
So that was the bearded brewer. Nick. You said Nick. Did you say
Nick? I'm Nick.
All right. And we have a special guest on this episode.
Dun, dun, dun.
Well, hello, everybody.
From Delta Pacific, Randy Pearson.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Applause, applause, applause.
So happy I saved your name in my phone, right? Yeah. It's piercing, thank you.
Some guy, beard.
Delta Pacific Distributing.
Yes. Straight out of Stockton.
Delta Pacific is out of Stockton?
We are out of Stockton, as I am out of Fresno, but that's a whole other thing.
Mm-hmm. And you're the Fresno rep.
Yes, I'm the Madera to Visalia rep.
Madera to Visalia.
The good
sweet
area.
Sweet part of the valley.
Yeah, the money shot of the valley.
Yeah.
The craft beer capital of
the crotch of the valley.
Craft beer crotch.
Craft beer crotch. There you go.
Crafty crotch of Kel.
Yeah. Both are a little yeasty, but you need it to make beer, right?
Yeah.
So.
Hey-o.
Whoa. Vinyl seats on a hot day, folks.
So, Randy,
yes.
What we do to all noobs on the show, we get their craft beer history and what you did before you made this change, went through the change.
Life altering.
Went through craft beer puberty. What were you doing before that? What were you drinking?
Oh, well, you need whatever my dad had in the fridge was, like, I think.
From the time you're 10 years old.
Well, actually, my first beer experience was when I was 4, stealing hams from my aunt.
Wow.
Yeah. So.
Wow.
The beer refreshing.
That's
right. Yeah. Just taking her empty cans and drinking whatever was left in it and bringing her a fresh one, hoping.
Please don't be an ash can. Please don't be an ash can.
Yeah, exactly. This one tastes like Marlboros.
Oh.
That was like, you know, the first memories that people have told me about. But the first one I can really remember was stealing a Red Hook out of my dad's garage.
Ooh.
Back when he used to be real bitter and remembering not enjoying it as much.
Yep.
Yeah, it's different than some of the hams, definitely. But the first craft beer too, like, you know, stealing them out of high school was Sierra Nevada Pale Ale.
The old gateway.
Yeah, exactly. Move me on to the harder stuff. No, and then, you know, Stone Beer, Arrogant Bastard, you know, all the staples was my first introduction. But then I started working at BevMo for some time, and that's when I really honed in my craft beer skills, drinking skills. And then after that, I moved on to Delta Pacific, started distributing a bunch of great beers. And that gives me the opportunity to go to a bunch of great bars and restaurants and things like that. And really widened my horizon, broadened it.
So you didn't really go through a large Coors Bud Light period. Like, well, most
you know, doing like kegs in the vineyards of Kingsburg, things like that. Yeah. But I mean, I was always more leaning towards more of the craft stuff. I'd be the guy who brought, like, you know, a 22 of something special to the keg, you know, and then drank it in the car so that no one didn't have to share it with anybody.
Get him.
You're like, I did bring beer. I don't remember him seeing him bring beer. I brought it. I don't know where you were.
But I was also the guy, too, that had, like, every kind of solo cup color in my car, too, so that I was always prepared for whatever they had at the party.
Wow.
Because I was a cheap bastard. Cheap bastard.
So there's solo cup segregation at certain parties?
Just whatever color you can get. I mean, some people like to change it up so that, you know, the people aren't always have red cups in their car and they're like, oh, we already paid.
So you
got to get every color.
Man.
So that, yeah.
Gotcha. Mm. Now I get the scheme.
Yeah. Right. Well, yeah, you know, you gotta be smart about being stingy.
I'm imagining like a dispenser in the back of his trunk.
Yeah.
Like he's from the Burger King. Yeah, exactly. All smashed up and, yellow. Okay.
Yeah. Go find out what color it is. Yeah. All right. Yeah, one time somebody had purple, but I was prepared because that was my mom's favorite color. So she had a party one time.
You were prepared with a purple.
Purple That's solo amazing. Cup.
Man, those come from one store outside
the Temecula. Exactly. And I was like, suckers, I got this. Don't worry about it. Charge a dollar less right in front of the door. And
what kind of stuff do you guys have at Delta Pacific right now?
We do mostly craft beer. We have Moylan's, which I brought some samples of, yes. Palo Alto. We have High Water, Tap It, Knee Deep, Boulder Beer, Sudvurks. We also have some Belgian imports that we do.
Mm-hmm.
Remind me if I forgot one. We got a whole bunch of good stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Oh, yeah. Remind you of the list you didn't give us.
Marin also. We picked that up along with Moylan's. So.
Can't wait because that has not been in Fresno area yet. Marin, not that I'm aware of.
It was being distributed at the BevMo's for a while, and then another small distributor had them. But for the last few years, it wasn't being distributed in the area. So we're bringing it back.
Nice.
Yeah, it needs to be back.
I really like Marin Bruco stuff and Moylan's too. So, and you don't. I mean, outside of BevMo, I don't see Moylan's too much, and then our beer our bottle shops, but. So I'm guessing you're gonna see more spread out. Now?
Well, we're trying
to get it.
Trying to get it everywhere. I mean, it needs to be everywhere because it's such great beer. But we'll try to get into some of the supermarkets. We'll get it back into the BevMo's, the bottle shops, and you'll be seeing it on draft too, real soon.
Yeah. I don't think I've seen it on draft anymore.
Yeah, there's going to be a Moylan's tap takeover on St. Patty's Day at Das Beer House.
Ooh.
I'm not going to tell you what we're pouring. You have to come and see.
Oh,
sorry.
Pretty cool, though.
Got to keep secrets.
Doing a tap takeover.
It's literally for one beer I'm bringing. But that's why I'm keeping a secret.
It could be four taps of the one beer.
Yeah.
But you don't know which four taps.
Yeah. Or which beer is going to be on four taps.
Right.
Yeah.
That's quite the mystery.
Find out. St. Patty's Day. The DOS.
And none of them are going to be green, by the way. No dye in these beers.
It'll be no dye.
Yeah. Fine. I'll bring some green dye.
Okay.
All right. Now I'll go.
Yeah.
Now
I'll mojito your beer with some mint or something like that. Something special for you.
I was about to go to Red Wave, but you saved me.
Before we started our pre-show beers, we had a Moylan's. The red, the bottle's missing right now. Matt's looking for
the bottle.
There
was some left in it. Who took it? Someone took it.
Producer Becky.
It was an Irish red.
Yes.
She snuck in here and stole it?
Yeah.
It was a leprechaun.
Yeah. Yep.
Yoink.
Yeah.
So, very good. I'm not used to having Irish red, so it was good to me. I don't know. Pardon. I can't speak. Maybe you boys can speak to Irish reds better than I can. But
I don't think I've had that one. Irish red in general or that
Yeah,
one?
In general, though.
No, never had it.
No?
No.
You've never had an Irish red? No, Killian.
So. I've had Irish red.
Oh, Killian's Irish red. Yeah. Okay. That kind of Irish red.
I was just trying to like see if you could gauge it between other Irish reds, but never mind.
It's the best one ever.
I've had, there we go. As far as I'm concerned,
I've had three, and all three of them have not been terrible. So,
Right.
Yeah. Well, do you want to let us know which other ones? I'm okay with it.
I can't. No. It might have been clown shoes and somebody just did an Irish red. Just somebody please start talking.
we're letting you
let that linger. Spin. Let it linger.
Flop. Fish out of water.
And then clown we red. Also had Bison's Hop Cuvée. They're Organic Hop Cuvée, West Coast Ale. It's listed as an IPA in Untappd, which I didn't get IPA from it, but
interesting.
It's very low in alcohol, so maybe that's why.
Well, it is a hopped ale in West Coast, so it must be a
You gotta put it somewhere.
Yeah. Sometimes I think Untappd is a little bit behind on their beer styles.
Yeah.
Like, oh, there should be a black IPA. Nope. That didn't exist for the longest time. Yeah.
Oh, they finally have it, though, right?
Yeah.
We may be carrying Bison, too, real soon.
Uh-huh.
Not going to say for sure. Just saying, if you start seeing it everywhere, it's because we did that.
Delta Pacific.
Yeah.
In line to get Bison in Fresno area.
If you want Bisons on your bottles and not in your bottles.
So we need everyone to try Randy. The Hop Cuvée and then let us know if they think it's an IPA or or what. But it was
Randy
good.
Randy at deltapacificbev.com. You just email him.
Yeah.
Tell him.
Please.
Tell him, come bring it to my house. Stock it at my house.
Do you deliver to houses?
Yeah.
There's got to be, if I was a rich guy, I would have my own distributor at my house. Just like, hey,
go get
keep
me
my,
there.
Keep my door stocked.
If I was rich, I'd just get a liquor license. You know, that way you can just go to all the distributors and just pick what you want.
Okay, so now we are currently been drinking the Moylan's Moylander.
A little bit.
Double IPA.
What
the
is
Moylander.
This, an IPA show?
IPA show?
Well, if someone showed up on time and had the
IPAs.
Irish Red.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, Nick.
I sip in your general direction.
Oh, that's gross. I'm editing that out.
Yeah, please do.
Can you have less slurping noises in the background?
All our feedback concerns the slurping.
All of it.
Actually, there's no feedback.
Okay.
So now we're having the Moylan's Double IPA, the Moylander. This is my first time having the Moylander.
Yeah,
mine
so here.
Too.
It's got the backbone, the
multi backbone.
Yes,
it's maltier
with
than their normal
aggressive
stuff.
And excessive hops.
Aggressive and excessive.
Excessive force hops.
Boy, these hops are aggressive and they're excessive.
Well, speaking of that malt backbone, it says swinging on an enormous malt backbone like naughty monkeys on a vine.
Mm.
Yeah.
You got to love something that says naughty monkeys on it.
I mean,
Naughty monkeys. They're very sexual monkeys.
Their art department's okay, but their wording department, I'm not quite sure about.
I like their
Maybe they were
department.
Drunk when they wrote that.
That's good. The copy for the strip
club. That's how you're supposed to be.
Right.
Yeah, strip club.
Well, you got to drink enough of the beer to get the essence of the beer to write about it when you're drinking 8.5%.
Yeah. Writing copy for pure
water.
I
need like
water.
Three more of these to write this copy.
Yes. They need to get in the zone, guys.
Yeah. Almost there. Two more.
I'm almost there.
Two more.
Monkeys. I need to go to the zoo. Take me to the zoo. I need to see monkeys.
Yeah.
I could just see it. The guy's eating a ham sandwich at the zoo goes, like, monkeys and a backbone. I got it.
Again, naughty monkeys. Monkeys.
Not just regular church-going monkeys.
No, not well-behaved monkeys.
No.
Like they normally are.
Yes. Naughty monkey amateur night.
This is probably the most descriptive we've ever been about a beer on this podcast.
Well, see, look, the copy is working. We're talking about the beer.
Dang it. The genius
got you.
This is the first time you ever talked about the beer on the show.
Huh? Yeah,
I love it.
We usually spend 10 seconds describing because that's as far as our skills take us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The one thing I love about Moylan's is that they just list every award that the beer has ever won, and this one has a whole bunch of them on here.
Wow.
Yeah,
Moylan's
from
Marin County, Novato, California.
Novato.
Former residence of producer Becky. Side note. I used to, before I was into craft beer, I used to take that off ramp where Moylan's is at, off of 101, all the time to go see Becky. Never went in there. Just like, That looks like craft beer in there. I've never... No, thank you, sir.
We'll be moving.
I stopped at the Vons and got her Safeway and got me some Keystone Light and went ahead and left.
Put your hams in your red Solo cup as you're headed down the highway.
Yep.
or other colored Solo cup. You know, you don't know what kind of party it is.
I like having Moylan's on now. We're gonna have to get the real Moylan's people on it. The real Moylan's.
Yeah, because the guy you got now sucks.
This guy, he's not real.
And the distributors are horrible. Let's get some brewery guys. I would love that though, because I'm so unprepared right now.
As hell, dude.
I know. I just.
What's like your favorite? You know, you can say that's it doesn't have to be Delta specific.
Oh yeah. Oh okay.
What's your favorite beer? What's your favorite style? Start with that.
You know what? I'm actually a huge fan of like Imperial Reds. I love Imperial Reds. I like real hoppy malt bone style. Again, malt bone beers.
Naughty Monkeys.
Yeah, naughty Bone.
Anything, yeah, with Naughty Monkeys on it. No, I like Reds. It's usually the style I lean towards. I was always more of a malt head than a hop head.
Mm.
So
you don't hear that enough these days.
Yeah, it's because I like to go against the grain.
Yeah.
No, it's... Yeah. No, I always liked stouts and porters and things like that. I love IPAs now just because that's where the whole brew thing has gone is big IPAs. So right. You got to stay on top of it. And I do love them, but I still like that maltiness. So I like Reds because it's kind of nice balance between them.
So like McCarthy's Bane?
Yes, McCarthy's Bane from Knee Deep is up there as a favorite of mine. Non-Delta beer. I also like the Double Believer from Ninkasi.
Ooh.
Yeah.
My favorite Oregon brewer.
Yeah.
The Red Lucky 13 from Lagunitas is up there as a favorite of mine,
yeah,
too.
What?
Lucky
13.
There's a Red Lucky 13?
Yeah, yeah. Then they turned it to a blonde, and obviously that one did not have more fun.
There's your joke of the evening.
And, you know, I like black IPAs, too, when they're done really well.
Beautiful.
Like,
yes. Getting into those.
Yeah, yeah. Stone... They're sublimely self-righteous. I love a lot. And then the Midnight Hoppiness from Knee Deep, too, I really like.
Mm-hmm.
But there's just so much good
Midnight
beer
Hoppiness.
Out there.
What's that one?
That is the Black IPA from Knee Deep, okay. Or Midnight Hoppy. Yeah, Midnight Hoppiness.
I haven't had that one.
Oh,
yeah, I don't think
well.
I've seen that one yet.
You can find it on draft at a few locations.
Where?
Where did I just see it? Oh, well, in Visalia at the Planing Mill, they have it on draft right now. Oh, I just saw that earlier today. Spokeasy already blew through their keg. We only get a few here and there from Knee Deep because they're just starting to rebrew at their new brewery.
Okay.
They switch locations. Oh, okay.
So maybe you're going to...
trying to catch up, but I'm bringing more draft of it.
Maybe you're going to help us because there's a lot of... I've heard complaints from Stockton, by the way, about how Knee Deep goes heavy into LA and not as heavy into NorCal as it should. Like, there's for some reason Knee Deep like really likes going to SoCal.
You know, I honestly don't know. I just
answers.
Yeah,
we want answers, Randy.
And you know what? LA has enough breweries. You know, let's keep it where it's brewed.
So where what are some places you've been, like some favorite – you have any favorite breweries you've been to?
You know what? I've mainly been to the Northern California breweries. I haven't gone down south too much. I would love to, and I'm planning on it in the next year or so, hit up all those L.A. and San Diego breweries.
Mm-hmm.
Sierra Nevada is absolutely gorgeous.
Oh,
like the brewery itself is beautiful. You know – oh man, Anchor too. I went there. That thing's like a museum. Gorgeous. Right. Fun. I had a lot of fun at Bear Republic, you know, Russian River, like all the North Cal. Yeah. I love them all. It's hard to say, but actual breweries themselves, I think Sierra Nevada and Anchor have two of the most beautiful breweries in NorCal.
Definitely some money rolling around in those.
Yeah, yeah.
That word on the street is.
More than
what?
Yeah, stock market says Have you guys tried Anchor's IPA yet?
I want to try that.
I have not. Nice. No.
I just saw the photo of that.
Yeah.
I hear it's gotten a lukewarm reception. I guess it doesn't taste dramatically different than what Anchor does. But it's still an IPA.
You can tell it's an Anchor beer, huh?
Right, right.
That's what I heard.
Then I saw the Session IPA from Stone hit DOS.
Yeah, I had quite a few of those earlier today, actually.
The go-to. Is that good?
You know what? It is a dank beer. So if you want hoppy dankness in your Session IPAs.
All up in your mouth.
All up in your mouth. You'll love it.
Wow.
Yeah. And it's 4.5%.
The podcast ghost is here. He's chirping.
Quit talking about Stone.
Yeah.
He doesn't like it. Let's go back to Moylan's. Gurgle. He loved that.
Gurgle. Yeah. Yep. Oh. So
now we got some barley wine.
Mm. Oh, Matt's opening up and new beer. Mm-hmm. Because we are out of old beers. Who's drinking all my beer? Gosh darn it. Darn it to heck.
What beer did you open up there?
I can't even say that word.
Barley wine.
It's a barley wine from Palo Alto.
Go ahead and say it so I don't have to.
So this is the beer you bring and say, go ahead and say this for me.
On no skis.
Yeah. Ono skillis.
No.
It's you'll know it when you see it.
Samsonite. I was way off.
It's a red label.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of red labels out
Look for Palo Alto and a blonde in fur pants dancing on skulls. Fur and that's pants. The beer you're looking for.
There's not a lot of those. I mean,
No.
I mean, everybody uses fur pants, blondes and fur pants, but this one has a red label.
Talk about a backbone in this beer.
Nick chose this one to have, so.
But Matt opened it.
Yeah, this beer actually got a, I believe it was a 92 in Draft Magazine, so look for it.
Man, that's actually good. It smells aggressive, but it actually drinks pretty smooth for a barley wine. I'm used to barley wines like punching you in the face.
Boom!
Some angry barley wines you drink, huh?
Which the last couple we've had, they've been smoked barley wines, so I'm glad to get back to more of a not smoked barley wine.
Those on this is pretty aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
Man, there's some backbonage going on in here.
Why don't you read some specs off the bottle there for me, Matt?
Oh, man.
You mean recite from memory.
That's what I meant.
Government
the
warning.
The bottle of your mind.
According to the Surgeon UPC, General...
Wrong.
What do they have to say? I wonder how they like the beer.
Alcohol causes pregnancy.
Two in my case.
Actually, there is absolutely no description. It's not even like a shampoo bottle where you look through it or something.
Fur pants. What more do you need?
Yes.
It's like fur pants in a
bottle. Barley wine, and there's a green-haired chick in fur pants.
That's all you
drink
need to
it.
Know.
Drink yeah. it.
You can't pronounce a name. Boom.
You've had this in your hand way too long already.
Yeah. What are you doing looking at the label?
By the time you got to this beer, you probably don't care.
Yeah, the taste is different than the nose, isn't it? Wow.
I mean, it goes...
More slurping, just for our listeners.
It almost feels like I'm sipping on it, like even like a Maker's Mark. It has, I mean, it's not alcohol-y at all, but it is that first taste has that nice, like almost like a barrel to it or something, an aged something. Somebody help me! I look like a fool right now.
No, we're having fun watching.
That's a barley wine that'll sneak up to you, and be like, "Hey, guess what? You're drunk."
I'm not. And you try to stab me. I'm not fucking drunk. Asshole.
So I'll tell you if I'm drunk.
You said I'm fucking drunk. What a fucking dick.
Lots of wood in this beer.
So there is some not necessarily smokiness.
I have a hint of a woody backbone in there.
It's like a
burnt wood.
Like wood chips soaked into the beer.
We're always fond of your sweaty balls.
Oh.
What?
There should be no ball sweat in a beer.
Just the wood.
Just the wood. Yeah, no balls over here.
Randy, how difficult...
Mike's trying to get this thing back.
Yeah, well, this is an 11% barley wine.
11% barley wine. How difficult is it for the distributor to get space? And I mean,
it is ridiculous.
It's not like there's stores sitting around with like all this extra space going, I wish somebody would come in with beer and fill it.
Yeah, you have I've had to go into stores and throw their other beers on the floor to make room. You're like, get this out of my way. No, it is tough. It's really tough, especially since we are a very small distributor, and we're battling some of the bigger distributors out there for space. I got more money and things like that. Even if we get our beer approved, just trying to find room, and we just got to get there the right days when other things are not on the shelf, and try to convince people to put our beer up there. But it's been a lot easier for me, I think, than maybe other people, just because the brands we carry are just awesome.
Right.
They got good name recognition, and people are thirsty in the valley for good craft beer. And we've had there's the craft beer breweries that have been around for a while, and they do fantastic beers. But people want new and fresh, and you know, the latest. So it's been a lot easier than I thought it was going to be to get some of our beers. But it's still tough. I mean, people want it, just trying to find space and convincing some of the bigger chain stores that craft beer is the way to go and to give craft beer just more space in general has been kind of tough. But you can see the tides turning, and it's good.
Is that, because Fresno, we always feel like Fresno, we're behind the rest of California.
Not a leader of everything.
And like, you've seen that in the past like year or so, like it's just been a lot easier to get craft beer in the door.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Like I said before, I used to work at BevMo, and just I worked there about 6 years or so. And from the time I started there till the time I left, just the amount of different breweries that are finally being distributed in the area has been incredible. And like I said, we just keep picking up different breweries for our distributor, monthly. So it's people want to start to come into Fresno because they see that there's a need and there's a good craft beer community here. So I think in the next year or two, we're going to see a big explosion of more craft beer coming in, whether I have to single-handedly help bring it here or what.
Woohoo! Please do.
Please single-handedly do
it. Yeah, no, it's... Everyone else, sit down. I got this. All you other distributors.
Randy's got it.
So I did a quick search on this barley wine because it is a funky word. And I guess there's an English translation of it.
No.
And Jesus. It is a very broken sentence, but she with the ass's legs. Asses is possessive.
So not like a donkey ass.
No.
Her ass's legs?
Yeah.
Like... Her legs have to do with her ass, not her body.
So there's a better description. The female demon, which is this beer, is a woman with beautiful form and legs of an ass who lives in a cave.
Well, that makes way more sense since she has furry pants on. It's just what she is.
The furry pants and the skulls around her.
Perverting men and killing at will.
Wow.
And isn't the dancing on the skulls.
Isn't there, that like every woman? Oh, no.
So
the aroma is aggressive mix of caramel, brown sugar, and citrus hops. The flavor profile is well-balanced caramel, red apple notes, and blending of tangerine citrus hop dimensions. So that's the basic breakdown.
I totally get the red apple now.
Yeah. Totally. It had an apple-y to it.
I was going to say apple right before you said that.
It just sounded totally way too crazy.
I couldn't tell who was Granny Smith or Red, but, you know.
Like,
on the back end, I'm getting Red Delicious.
Golden Delicious is really, right? The Fuji.
The Fuji's.
Fuji.
I kind of like
Fiji,
that.
Right? The Fuji's are a different thing. Those are not the band.
I'm here. Fuji.
Fuji. I like the Fuji apple.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm hearing naughty Fugees.
Naughty Fugees.
I get a naughty Fuji song in my head when I drink this.
Yes.
So I'm happy that that word that we didn't know what it meant is actually kind of encryptive.
means ass, leg ass. But
you know what? If you look at the label, you kind of understand what's going on.
No, I didn't expect that.
You didn't?
Well, I guess that does make sense, because she's like killing all these guys.
Right. She has a beautiful top half and a furry bottom half, and she's dancing on skulls.
Dancing on skulls of men.
I wasn't taught that. I mean, we were all taught what Medusa does to people, but you know.
This chick is way cooler than Medusa.
She gets you stoned, right? She's like the original dealer.
No, that's Rosetta.
Hey.
Oh.
Oh. The puns are flying around here. I can't keep
plug
up.
Please send us Rosetta Stone so that we can learn other languages, so that we know what Nona Skiskles means.
Well,
Nona Skellies.
Shh. They have questions for me.
No.
Oh.
Shut up.
This is
my time.
Whose podcast?
What's your favorite hangout in Fresno?
My house, actually, because I got cable. No,
I got lots of beer and cable. I got the
premium channel, and
no cab required. You know what?
I love all the spots that I go to in Fresno. Yeah,
keeping it political,
right? No, it's
all the spots that have Delta Pacific beers.
Right,
the best.
If they have my beer, I love you. No, I try to, you know, every place that I go to, they've been awesome since I, you know, for the most part, I pick and choose, you know, where the beer's going.
Do you ever secret shop them? Do you, like, walk in without, like, the hat one day and just see if they,
yeah,
they
treat you? Yeah, I normally wear a hat every time I go in, so the few times I do go without the hat, they're like, well, hello, sir.
Wait, hello, how can we random.
Hello, nurse. Yeah, new sir.
They're all, can we offer you anything but Delta Pacific beer? I'm like, wait a minute.
We hate those guys.
No, I mean, my spots in Tower, you know, I love Peeves, Doss, and Spokes. I go to there weekly, and I usually end up spending way more time at each spot trying to get an order because I just sit and hang out and talk to everybody. Mm-hmm. Then I love Michelangelo's Pizza in Clovis, BC's in Clovis.
I keep hearing about Michelangelo's.
Oh, if you've never been, their calzones are the best.
Oh.
And if anyone has
better
a better calzone.
Papalo's? Better than Papalo's?
Well, Papalo's needs to send me a calzone to find
Mama
out.
Mamma Mia's? Have you had
as soon
Mama
as Papalo's
Mia's?
Carries my beer, I'll eat their calzone.
Oh, they might. Mm.
There,
I think
no
maybe. I think Mamma Mia's.
None.
Zero.
No. To be honest, I've never actually had Papalo's. I like their pizza a lot, and I usually go for lunch and get their slice and soda and whatnot, and their soups are always really good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't think anyone here actually eats at Papalo's very often, though.
Never.
Right?
Not once.
No, nobody blows up my Facebook like, oh, I'm at Papalo's again. Like, I have stock in the company.
Bearded brewer.
Yeah. It was so bad.
He actually has Papalo's in his beard at the moment. Is that ranch? Is that ranch dressing?
Random pepperoni.
It was so bad that we got seated at our table. I went there this last Sunday, and I got seated at the table, and they immediately brought me a Hops of Wrath, because I looked down, and I had a Hops of Wrath t-shirt on. They didn't even ask. They're like, we know. You wore that shirt, so that's what you wanted. And I was like, all right. Twist my arm.
Yes.
That's good stuff. Oh, and then in Visalia, because I go from Madera to Visalia, the Visalia spots I hang out, you know, Howie's and Sons, Pita Kebabs, Planing Mill, those places are great.
Mike will now attempt the three bomber pour.
I do like Howie and Sons. I've been there. Mm. Out of all the places you've mentioned, they do have good pizza. They do have amazing potato and macaroni salad. Even though they're I hope they're not listening. The salad bar is a little bit basic, but the ranch dressing is tits. So, makes up for it.
I'm a huge fan of their fried foods. Their fried chicken, their fried gizzards, their fried potatoes.
Ooh.
Nothing makes beer go down easier than grease in your tum-tum.
Yeah,
I love
true.
It. Pita Kebabs is a Mediterranean restaurant. Fantastic food. And then Planey Mill has fantastic food.
Yeah. We hear from the captain.
Who hangs out at Pita Kebab? What? The general?
Is he a friend of the show?
Lieutenant?
First commander?
Something about a poop dick?
Man.
Oh, the captain.
Oh, yes, that guy.
The captain.
That guy.
Captain.
No, but Visalia has a little scene. We're going to have to go.
We are going to have to go.
I know a certain podcast posted that there's an Irish Fest or something going on in Visalia real soon.
What?
Yeah.
Somebody else is on Facebook? This is the greatest day ever.
Just on Twitter or Instagram me, because I will never get it.
It's all worth it now. Yeah. It's all worth it. All my hard hours of labor.
I literally friended you guys out in my car as I was walking up. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
I guess I got to do something with these guys.
We've been friends since...
Oh, don't worry. I know.
2013?
We have 3 followers, and I got 4 tonight, so I know.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, I know.
Perfect Poor Pod on the Facebook. Let's go to some news, guys. Any news that you guys have noticed? I did see that Stone, no offense, Randy, Stone is a Enjoy By 420 is going out to 40 states now. Like, they seem to be ignoring their, like, little areas that get their Enjoy Bys. Now they're just like, screw it. 40 states get it.
All of them.
It's amazing how... popular beer seems to make it to a lot more places.
Yeah.
We can make money if we send it to 40 states.
We can make more money if we send it to more places?
Yeah.
Let's do that.
I'm just visioning some guy, like, has, like, a couple of maps of California saying it's going to go to this market, it's going to go to this market, and then he just picks all the maps up and goes, fuck it, 40 states.
Pick the 40.
Wherever. How many states are there? There's 40. Send it to all of them.
Yeah. Some guy's like, I think there's 40. Yeah. Oh, 40? All right. Send all of them.
Maybe they were just playing darts, and they ran out after 40 darts.
I don't get that one.
No, you have a map of all 50 states, and you're throwing darts.
Okay. Gotcha.
I don't know.
I got it now. I'm up to speed on the Bearded Brewer.
I'll just be over here drinking my barley wine. Don't mind me.
Well, I moved on to the Atlas Double IPA from Palo Alto.
So, yes. Ooh. Mikey presented a challenge, and I picked one. And we went with the Atlas because he's carrying a massive hop. And I thought, we got to try this beer.
Yeah, I haven't had one yet.
Would this be a Greek beer?
Greek. It's very Greek. It's made with Windex.
Opa! Yes.
Put some Windex on it.
Put Windex in, cure everything.
Well, we know Atlas, you know, is the god that's supposed to be holding the earth. And since he's holding a hop,
supposed to be.
It is our... Well, it's a turtle, right? Mm-hmm. On top of something else. And I don't remember. But, and since a hop is really where the world begins...
So massive and heavy.
Yeah. That guy's ripped, though.
They need large man to carry hop.
Totally use my body image. And,
wow. Please carry hop for us.
This is different.
I
wouldn't know how to describe it, but it's different.
No, there's no monkeys in this one.
There's no monkeys involved in the brewing.
This is more like a fresh hop to me than a, you know, like a daytime cut grass fresh hop.
Right.
I'm sorry, I said fresh hop twice. a wet hopped ale versus a fresh hopped ale. Mm-hmm. This is a lot more body to it, a lot more.
I'm going
to
do some name dropping thickness. From the Palo Alto Brewing website. Reading the description and everything, mm-hmm. There's a quote from a certain Greg Coach
who?
From Stone? Some guy?
Some dude from Stone?
Some guy got stoned with a crow?
And apparently...
Well, he was on an episode of Brew Dogs.
Oh!
Of course.
Oh, yeah,
of
the Brew Dog guy.
You mean that homeless guy that they put a suit on?
The guy was on Chopped?
Yes, that
guy.
The
guy was on Chopped. Oh, yeah.
There's a quote here saying that he said that this beer is right up my alley.
Yes.
So, I mean, that's a pretty good...
Wow.
Yeah.
Speaking of Stone, look at that. He likes Palo Alto, Palo Alto's about.
Wow.
Up his alley.
Yeah. For those that haven't tried Palo Alto and love Stone, just saying, he loves this double IPA. I mean, speaking of a 420, why don't we do Atlas instead? Just saying.
Done.
And you don't even have to go to 40 states to get it.
Wow.
Just Fresno.
He'd just have to come to Fresno.
Yeah.
We have an airport.
Yeah.
Just fly in.
FYI, by the way.
We don't have a brewery. We don't have a brewery after check-in, though, like some
airports. No, he could feel free to take the Starbucks out and put a Stone in there, and I'd be happy.
Yeah.
I'd probably be at the airport every week, just not go anywhere.
One ticket to anywhere
it's
you want.
Cool it's all cool.
They would totally put it right past the gate, so you have to buy a ticket.
Yeah, they're all ticket to Los Banos, $15. Yeah. All right.
How much to Clovis, please?
Some other
going to Chandler Airport.
Some other news I've noticed. Well, of course, the fallout from the Pliny the Younger release. They had a record amount of people. 15,000 people went through in the 2 weeks.
That was just at the Russian River?
Yes.
Damn.
And there was talk of a 12... There was 12-hour waits at times, which I would assume was the first day, but that's just insane. I did it, and I waited 3 hours, or at least my group waited 3 hours. I didn't wait 3 hours. I showed up an hour and a half in. Hi!
Hey, how's it going? I haven't seen you in a while.
I just went to the bathroom for an hour and a half. Now I'm back.
Nobody get the burritos on two streets over.
Okay. But I don't know about 12 hours, but it is a fun experience. Just 3 hours is just about right because you get to hang out and talk and, you know, be all geekery in your line and kind of just...
Yeah,
and it's a good fun thing, but I don't know about 12 hours. I don't think that's how.
I've seen people wait 12 hours for a Batman movie, so I guess kind of that would be their Batman movie.
The one with George Clooney, right?
The Clooney,
the Batman and Robin.
Clooney
one.
Tears it up.
Nips
best
galore.
Batman ever.
Nips galore.
Yeah.
Yep. Best codpiece. Clooney.
I'm disappointed.
You're disappointed in Clooney's codpiece.
Yes. Clooney's codpiece. New podcast coming.
Oh,
Clooney's codpiece.
You just gave me a great idea.
It's all about what's his name?
Affleck.
No.
Oh, good lord! Your whole episode is just cut.
Can't wait.
Is he gonna talk like this? Yeah. When he's Batman.
Don't they just look at Daredevil, the movie, and be like, maybe we should rethink some things.
Yeah, they should.
Ooh.
Michael Keaton.
Old-timey Batman.
Tim Burton.
Can we geek this Tim up? Burton. I mean, no, they should totally do like a Kingdom Come thing and bring back Keaton, right?
Yeah, I think they should.
Yes.
They should do time travel. I mean, Reeves for Superman. No?
Let me know how that works
possible.
out.
I think that
he could go around, sit there.
They can CGI backwards. Him.
Yeah, just paste his head over.
They brought back Tupac. Leave me alone.
Yeah.
They should make Adam West.
Hologram that guy.
They should make Adam West Alfred.
Ooh, that's my that'd opinion. Be clever.
He's too busy being mayor on Family Guy.
That would be funny.
Mayor West.
He's got a lot of responsibilities.
Might be too distracting. I don't know.
They said sausage seeds wouldn't grow. That's your quote of the
day. What were we talking about? Let's get back to beer.
Was there any news that you guys noticed? The brothers lately in the craft beer world?
Sadly, it might be a bit too late, but Visalia's Irish Fest is coming up. The aforementioned. Tickets are $30, $35 at the door. VIP tickets are $50. March 15th, 2014, 1 to 5.
That's Saturday. Yep.
Deschutes is now six-packing the fresh hop IPA. Yay.
You don't care. Don't give us a fake yay.
And Draft Magazine clears up what a milk stout is for us.
Ooh.
It's a sugar. It's a lactose sugar. So there's no actual milk in milk stouts.
But people,
did you know that?
But people are allergic. You know, they're lactose intolerant.
I don't think that would be the case with a lactose sugar.
But you had problems with lactose. Did you have problems after that milk stout?
No, now I think it was all in my head.
Yeah, see? You should be drinking milk like a son of a bitch.
No.
Like, I could have been drinking milk all this time.
Give me a cow. Give
my
me the teats.
My mom lied to me.
We're going straight to... Yeah. Are you lactose intolerant?
I am. But
he thought he was.
Well, I just
but
really,
if you had alcohol,
I just
then
had really bad gas the
tolerant.
Next day, so I thought, oh, it's the milk in the
could have been
stout.
Like the bean burritos and everything you
yeah,
probably had while
diet,
you're eating.
Not,
okay,
not the, yeah, beer. So that was I don't always fart, but when
I believe in tolerance in everything. So I'm just saying,
hey, could you not destroy it? I couldn't make it through the sentence. It's terrible.
I don't even know what's happening, but I'm like watching that though.
No, well, between the Napolitanos, passing gas is very hilarious.
But other people,
the shame,
not funny.
Shame,
not funny. But the Napolitanos, They deem farts funny.
No, but if you clear a room, that's awesome.
That's a good day.
Everyone gives you a high five. Good, right? Job, good job, man.
Yeah.
You guys like lock the doors and the windows and everything, cars and.
We learned hotbox was a whole other thing.
Yeah. Yes. Remind me not. I'm glad I missed that San Diego trip you guys took.
We thought they were having a whole other thing of fun, but
Sometimes I almost feel like I was the first person that realized you could Dutch oven a shower.
Oh wow! Yeah, you're pushing the limits of farting now, the boundaries. You need to start a fart geek podcast.
Did you Dutch oven yourself, or was there other people in the shower with you?
Like, yeah, I did it. That's my fart. Oh, yes. A wet fart of me. Yes. It's the best.
And if you did just Dutch oven yourself, you seem way too proud of this. So solo Dutch oven in the shower by Matt.
It's on his resume. It's very deep in his resume, but it's there. Like, I could Dutch oven anything.
Oh, I'm crying. This is awesome.
You should take it up a notch and Dutch oven a Dutch oven and then take it to a potluck.
Push the oven.
Just see what happens. Dutch
oven. So my point being is...
Double Dutch oven. Yes.
There was nobody else there to witness it but myself, which was saddening.
Yeah, it is.
Hey, guys, we're in here. You got
to
see
Did you immediately go to Facebook? Guys,
I didn't
believe just what happened.
I did. Someone come see this quick. It's happening.
Just Dutch oven, the Dutch oven.
Yeah. But then again, I can't say that the humidity of the room helped.
Oh, yeah, it carries right to the
top. It was late in the boil. You added the fart. You're like, I'm going to start adding late in the boil now.
Need to calm down here. Told you, between us, it's a
sickness. It really is.
You guys sick sons of bitches.
So anyway, series show, guys. Series shows.
Last episode, we totally got crafted. We got crafted. We got craftied.
Oh.
The hard cider, the Smith and Forge we had. It's owned by Miller Coors.
Oh.
We got crafty.
They snuck it in.
What? You guys did a beer by Miller Coors? I'm out.
I thought this was a serious
craft beer show.
Delete all my commentary.
Yeah. Give me back my beers, guys.
I noticed what this
was
today.
What was the review on this cider that you guys did? You
for
enjoy
a hard
it?
Cider, it was great.
Yeah, we didn't have any complaints about it.
Oh, so you guys are Miller Coors fans.
The thing is, they snuck it into a can. Usually, the bigger owned companies, you're able to tell they're owned by somebody because they have their own packaging. Like Red Hook, they have their own bottles with Red Hook on it. If you look at the wall here, a lot of places that are craftily owned, they have the same 22-ounce bottles, the same 12-ouncers. They just went down, you know, glassbottle.com and said option 214, 214.3, and that's it. So they snuck it by us. That's what I'm claiming.
Yeah, I was
that's
like,
my story.
Keep telling me this, please. Not believing it. No, you know what? I actually tried it also, and I thought it was pretty tasty. But I'm also, I'll drink an Angry Orchard if it's in front of me.
Oh.
But I'm an alcoholic, so whatever.
It's not ice
cream. Something in front of me that has
I'm
alcohol.
Not. I stop the meetings.
I don't go to meetings. That means I'm not an alcoholic.
Yeah, I don't deny it. That means I'm not.
I'm a social drinker by myself.
I used to prefer the term weekendaholic.
I'm a hopaholic.
What?
Which is a knee deep beer that.
I've had that one.
Yeah.
That is it.
I'm going to shamelessly plug all my beers throughout the night.
Keep doing it.
Yeah.
You've got good beers to plug. Speaking of being caught drinking segment. You guys been drinking anything of interest in the past week? Nothing.
Of course.
I cracked open a Firestone 11.
Firestone 11?
Whoa.
I did. What is that?
The anniversary.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the one after 10? But the number that's 412.
Oh, that one.
Yeah.
So no, six I, 6 years old.
Yeah, yeah. I had it sitting in my collection.
Holy
and,
shit.
I cracked it open for a special occasion, Spokeezy's second anniversary.
What?
Wow. Yeah.
Why does Spokeezy get all the fun?
Because
sad.
I was scared because someone just drank a 10 and said it was about to turn. So
I
was
like, fuck it, I gotta drink it.
I need an occasion, and that just happened.
A bar is open.
Yeah.
That's an occasion.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a day. I don't know what day, but it's a day.
I'm on the couch. I should drink this. A new episode of a show I like.
Yes. Drink.
I did not step on Lego today.
How was it, though?
It was fantastic, to be honest. I did a fantastic job keeping it celery.
Excellent.
I kick ass.
I could taste awesome.
You could taste your cellaring.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like, this was taste by, no, I, this was cellared by Randy. I could tell.
Yeah. Mm. No, it really actually, it was, it turned, it was good. It was really good. Yeah. You could taste a little, maybe, oxidation in it, mm-hmm. but first, yeah, how old it was tasty.
Mm-hmm. Tasty.
Tasty.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Was it naughty?
You know what? It was not naughty.
Oh.
A little risque, but not naughty.
Now I'm disappointed.
Did it arch its back like a dragon?
Or an Oschwagitz. Oschelis. Oschelis.
So that, yeah, that's what I had. I don't know. What do you guys have? Anything?
Oh, yeah.
Top that, bitches. Top that.
I had
good
a
luck.
Firestone 1, you know. Got a six pack.
Only Firestone 1.
Yeah.
Yes.
It was their DBA that just they found.
Yeah.
Whoa. Well, this is right behind the Windex. What's this doing here?
Somebody will buy it. Put it out.
Yeah.
Which I hear there's a DBA blend.
I believe it's also it's Wookiee Jack and then
Wookiee
the,
DBA. That's gonna be.
Was it the double DBA or
I don't
just
know if it's double
DBA.
Or just regular. But I heard that those two beers got blended and they're gonna be coming soon.
Wow. I heard a similar rumor.
So
interesting.
I also heard talking that there's supposed to be like an Easy Jack coming, but
Easy Jack?
Yeah, a session.
I was gonna say it's got to be session.
They're going.
Yeah,
jumping the
they're doing it too.
They need to hurry up though. I'm like, otherwise we're gonna be over that fad.
Yeah, get in there quick.
Whoa, we want five time IPA. Yeah. It's literally just hops in a bottle.
Yep. 1%.
Just add water.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Rehydrate. Water and
Penta PA.
It's a hiking IPA. Just, you can find it at Sports Authority stores.
Comes in a camel pack. Yep.
Post marathon, your best post marathon drink.
Would that work?
Recently, getting back to this podcast.
Who what?
Recently, I've had a Marzen Amber Lager by Sudvirk.
Oh, Sudvirk.
The sales person for that is amazing, by the way.
He has a great beard.
From Southgate, their oatmeal stout has made it back into town, which is a phenomenal beer.
Oh.
Then by Thatcher's, which I think they're called, they have a Green Goblin, which is an English-style cider aged in 100-year-old oak barrels.
I've heard it's not a very common beer either.
It is.
It is
good.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
I don't know how common it is. Yeah. We've had bottles. I've seen bottles before. Not we, sorry.
Yeah.
And there's a 15-gallon keg at Peeves Public House, but mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I can't say it's much more popular than that.
No, I've heard people search that one out. It's
at BevMo.
It is at BevMo.
Oh. It's at BevMo.
It's at Doss Beer House, too.
I could not to comment on that. I didn't see it there, but
I can't
legally comment. I did see it at BevMo, but awesome. I mean, I wasn't looking for it at Doss Beer House, so I was just standing right by it and.
So
quit looking at me.
I know. Quit dancing.
Stop
at
it.
Me. Yeah.
A dark mistress that's come back to me is the Belgian style black IPA from Sierra Nevada, their beer camp, that came back into work, and that was a beautiful beer to reunite with again.
Wow.
Something that ended up at Peeves. I know I'm talking about them a lot, but
that's okay. They're the reason I'm so caffeinated right now. Thanks for the lattes.
So Sierra Nevada had a blonde.
Yes.
That's been discontinued.
Right.
And the
what
last
that?
Huh?
What was that one called?
Blonde.
Sierra Nevada Blonde.
Whoa.
Yeah,
wow. They get crazy with their names, Sierra. I forgot.
So a keg fell off the back of a truck and ended up at Peeves. Mm-hmm. So apparently the last of this beer has only been in the tap room. So I don't know. I mean,
it wasn't bad. I had a pint.
Yeah. So I'm not the only one that witnessed this, but it is a beautiful beer. I'm sad it's gone. I'm glad that that keg rolled down the 99.
Yeah. Ended did you guys up let it settle before you put it on? Or you're like, throw that on.
Get that on there now. I didn't taste the 99. We'll just wait.
Well, while you're thinking, I also had Hopaholic from Knee Deep, too.
What?
Which is their, a special triple quad.
Triple quad?
Yeah, it's a triple IPA or a quad. It's kind of like falls right in between. But that was absolutely delicious, too. And,
sounds strong.
Spokeasy thing. Yeah, it was only draft only, so don't look at the wall there.
Stop trying to.
You won't find it.
Yeah, that, what is Nick's the triple?
They have Simtra and Hop Shortage.
Which makes me think, I don't think we've had Simtra on the show.
Well, you guys should have said something.
I think we should do that soon.
Well, you know what?
Yeah.
We need to call that distributor or something.
We need a Kern River rep in the studio.
I can't do anything about that, guys. I'm sorry.
Go now. You go now.
In the last happen. Curtin River, if you're listening and you need some distribution in from Stockton to Visalia, we could help you out. Delta Pacific, Randy at deltapacific.com. PacificBev.com. Forgot the Bev part. Don't forget the Bev.
Nick, have you been drinking anything interesting?
We're
moving on from Matt.
Yeah, Matt's lame. He's whatever. No, I just had a regular week. I went back to some
regular drinking.
Old standards. Old Rasputin.
Beautiful.
Torpedo IPA.
Beautiful.
And, I did have my little B from Evil Twin.
Nice.
That was, oh my God, that was potent. That was a porter. I don't know how they still call it a porter. That was like, this is ridiculous. 11% porter. You're a stout. Who are you fooling? But it was good.
It's a porter on performance-enhancing drugs.
Yes. Bam, 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 bam. I'm going to make that sound every time I hear Imperial Porter. Bam, bam,
bam, bam, bam. There used to be a difference in the style, but people are like, I can make a porter cool, too.
Yeah, we don't care anymore.
Yeah. I think it's just like Imperial or Double anymore. They mean the same thing.
Right behind that old Rasputin, they were heading neck and neck. It stood on its own.
I wish I could say that I've had a barrel-aged old Rasputin, but I haven't.
I think you're lying. Yes, I do think you're lying.
You lie.
No.
You've had a barrel-aged old Rasputin.
Well, I've had, but not as of currently. So the XV...
Are you referring to the 16?
Is that an XV? XV.
Yeah. I
thought XV would be 15.
That was last year.
Yeah, they just came out with the XVI.
So I have...
Sounds like a car.
I have a 15 that's been aging.
Yeah. Power windows.
So I've had 15. Yes. I have a 15 aging.
Yes.
And then I just picked up two 16s. Yes. So 16 I can enjoy and 16 I can age.
Yes.
So you had me feeling sorry for you for a split second when you're like, I've never had it. Besides the one time I had it, it's the three bottles I have.
That's all the ones I'm aging.
And I was this close to go getting the bottle out of my car, but no.
Oh.
We've never had it.
Yeah.
No. We've never.
I've never
what
had
is
it.
This? Who?
I Well, let's. North he has Coast two food? Bottles, he just said.
Well,
but we want to drink yours.
Well, I don't distribute it, so I can't.
We'll comment on it.
Yeah.
See, the beer profit.
We're non-denominational here. we're open to all firms of beer.
So all beer religions.
The whole story is I originally bought the one bottle, but then the beer prophet, Mikey, not you, Mikey, Mike Cruz, cup checked me, and he's like, well, you can't sell our beer you've never tried. So I then had to go out and buy another bottle of 15 and then enjoy it to go, okay, so that's what it tasted like, even though I won't remember that 4 years from now.
Yes.
And
yes, you will.
That was my whole story.
It will instantly come back.
Okay.
I don't know. Making that up.
Yeah, well, I mean, if everyone sells beer because it's supposed to taste so much better, then why have it fresh? I mean, it's not going to be at its peak flavor.
That's what IPAs are for.
Right. But yeah, tell the prophet. Well, he probably should already know what the beer tastes like. Cellar, since he's a prophet, right?
Yeah.
It holds it to his head.
Yeah, yeah.
You tell the prophet that I'm coming, yeah, and I'm bringing hell with me.
Nice Tombstone reference. I had a Green Flash black or Hop Odyssey.
Mikey,
black
what
IPA.
Have you been drinking?
Thanks, Nick.
Oh yeah,
a Green Flash Hop Odyssey black IPA.
What? What?
Black IPA?
I tried to hang on to it.
I know you did
for you guys, but
it didn't happen.
I had to drink it.
Doesn't Green Flash have a double stout? Also, mm-hmm, a black beer of theirs.
Double stout.
Yeah.
It's probably called double stout. It's called double stout.
I don't care for
it. It's like a black lager or something. But
it's a double stout. Oh, black lager?
But I thought it said like black ale, but it's like a double stout, like the description.
Well, they have a double stout. Green Flash double stout.
Okay, never mind. Never mind. I'll ignore what I just said. So you had a Green Flash black.
Oh, man, I was just going to let that linger for a little bit longer. No, I'm just kidding.
It suck.
It was great. Moving on.
I would have loved to try it, being that one of my favorite styles is black IPA.
Sorry, guys.
Oh, okay, fine. My last one that I'll say.
You have your suitcase here. We still have beers here. Damn it. We're not even
my Mary Poppins bag of beer.
Yeah.
To save myself, I had Rubicon's black lager.
What'd you think about it?
It was amazing. It's called Capricorn.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
It is good.
And then they also have a hop sauce.
They do have a hop sauce. They're double IPA.
Yeah. So look at that.
My twin sister says that.
They also have a pale ale, Monkey Knife Fight, which I think is one of the best names ever.
Yeah, Monkey Knife Fight, yes.
Not Naughty Monkey Knife Fight.
Not the Naughty Monkey Knife Fight.
Because I could get really dangerous.
Oh, yeah.
Especially when you got fur pants on.
No, fur pants would probably protect you somewhat.
The fur shielding knife pants.
Yeah, you can't. It's hard to cut through fur pants.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, I mean,
I know this.
I was going to say, have you guys ever tried shaving before? But obviously, no. So,
oh, no.
It's tough to cut through beard.
A lot of beards around it.
Yeah.
It's a bearded podcast.
There's an exceptional amount of beards in this podcast right now.
All right. Well, I think it's time for some cheers. Who wants to give some cheers?
Thanks for Mike. Cheers to Mikey for keeping this podcast on track.
Somewhat. Sometimes.
Wrangle it in.
Well, I'd like to give cheers for all you guys inviting me. Thank you for the opportunity.
Cheers to Delta Pacific.
Yeah.
Getting more craft in the Fresno Madera Visalia area.
1 month at a time.
I want to see you blow up Madera. That's a challenge. Yeah. Madera is behind.
Well, start next week. There, Madera doesn't know what's going to happen to
them. Beer in Walmart.
They're going to
get beer in Walmart.
Oh yeah, that's when craft beer has jumped the shark. If beer gets in the craft beer gets in the Walmart,
it's over.
They're like, nah, I don't like craft beer anymore. Not cool. No longer cool.
Welcome to the Perfect Pour, the whiskey podcast.
Yeah, we're all about whiskey.
Can't be on that.
Of course.
Because I will be distributing whiskey too.
Moylan's.
Yeah, Moylan's whiskey.
Moylan's.
This podcast is brought to you by whiskey. We're only doing 30-minute podcasts from now on.
We're going to be at an AA meeting / whiskey podcast meetup. Tweet up.
But, well, thank you guys.
Thank you. Cheers. Nick?
Cheers to... See, I feel bad, but then I don't. But then I do. Because this guy is like much bigger than us. Cheers to Craft Cans.
Ooh, yeah. That's a good Instagrammer.
Yeah. I did not win a glass of his, though, so I'm just promoting it.
That's messed up, dude.
But he does have cool glassware. Cheers to the Beer Chief. The Beer Chief. Cheers to Inferno Pizza SF. Why would you not go to Inferno Pizza for all your Inferno pizza needs?
Right. I'm an SF.
That just sounds like a burnt mouth right there.
Hot pizza.
The roof of my mouth is burnt.
Sadly, we did not come up with this, but cheers to the Beer Brothers official. on Instagram.
Official.
Yes.
Not just Beer Brothers.
Beer Brothers or Beer Bros?
Beer Brothers official.
No, Beer Brothers.
Okay.
Yeah.
So there's a Beer Bros too?
Yeah. Beer Bros, yeah.
And longtime friend.
Are they official?
New to Instagram.
Is that unofficial?
Yeah. Are they unofficial? Yeah. Yeah.
Why bother?
New to Instagram.
Nude Instagram?
Nude?
Marstadramus.
Wait, there's nude Instagram? Wait. I might get on this Instagram thing.
Nude Instagram.
I'm getting in the App Store right now.
Search that now.
No. Isn't that called Kiki or something else, according to my internet searches?
Yes.
My searches for a nude Instagram ad, I came across Kiki.
Where is it? Nude selfies. You guys don't know because I have that incognito thing on my iPhone.
There is a nude Instagram. It's called Instagram.
It's called Snapchat.
Snapchat, yeah. I'm not a part of that either.
No, never heard of it.
Yeah, never used that.
Never heard of it.
I know not
that
to
could go
there.
So dirty so quickly in my mind. I'm not gonna go
I know
there.
What it is, and
I'm
that's why I don't
there.
Even bother with it.
Yes, it will not be in my history.
Yeah,
I have Snapchat. It's called texting my friends. Aspects of myself.
Here's my bunghole.
Here, look.
Have you not seen my bunghole? Oh, let me video it for you.
Yeah, hello. Oh, you need video? Here you go.
Is this thing on? Hello?
See, I wouldn't do it because I don't know how to elongate pictures on the phone. So it's like,
yeah, I do it, but there's not enough room on my phone camera.
It's cold in Fresno right now.
Yes. Fisheye lens, please.
Do you have some cheers, Bearded Brewer?
I do have a few, believe it or not. So there's Beer Esquire. I guess they're the Esquire of beer.
Classy.
Yeah, recent on Twitter.
Mm-hmm. And, hangs out with James Bond a lot when he drinks.
shake his beer, not stirred. Mm-hmm. I think they call themselves Growler Radio. They follow me on Twitter finally. And I think I might be on the show.
You're talking about that, huh? Yeah, you're in talks with being on Growler?
They said they might as well complete the perfect pour cast. So finally they recognize me.
The hat trick.
So I'm assuming that the other two have been on this?
Yes. Way before me. Like almost like a year and a half ago.
Like back in the pre-podcast days.
So they're hurting for people to come on too, are they? Yeah. Being that I've known you forever, this is the first invitation.
But after my whole Dutch ovens piece in this episode, I might just ruin it.
Don't even air this, just so you can go on that.
Wait till you get on, then we'll air this. Yeah.
You mean double Dutch oven?
Although, you know, growler could be two different things, so maybe they'll like the old Dutch oven thing. Dropped a growler. So they might, they might be perfect.
Challenge. Double meaning podcast.
That might be the perfect place for you.
Then
they're going to rob
Don't defect to growler radio, dude. Yeah.
And then we'll move up to Instagram. Then there's Cali207, which is Corey. Been following me for a little bit. Pretty good stuff on there. Then there's Steve Decker, 123. In Fresno, Decker means
Decker.
Something else, but, you know, and on Instagram world, it means beer.
What?
There used to be Decker Auto Parts.
Oh, okay. I thought it was going with the Upper Decker.
I thought it was a feces reference.
But I do have to say, this whole podcast went to shit.
Well, it's true. I mean, Strummer's has, bolted on toilet lids for a reason.
Yes.
They say not no, but hell no.
This is a non-upper deck zone.
Yes. No upper deckers.
Okay. If that's the case, I didn't realize what this whole cheers thing was.
For the audience.
I'd like to thank my mom for following me on Twitter. Quit sending those Snapchats. No, I'm just kidding.
Wow. That's not
mom. I'm kidding. So what's the next segment?
That's it.
And if the Trappist is listening, thank you.
Nobody called.
What?
From the last one. Nobody left a voicemail.
Nobody wants a beer.
Nobody wanted a free beer at the Trappist.
It's okay.
Nobody called our voicemail.
So she really doesn't play it at the
bar. Maybe. We caught her.
Busted.
We did a little test.
Yes. That was the test. You failed.
You failed. We said that if we challenge anyone, because at the Abbey Trappist in Stockton,
good friends,
they're supposed to play this in the bar.
Oh, really?
So we said, all right, well, the first person that calls, Matt said, the first person that calls our voicemail line, well, in the from the bar, gets will buy him a drink.
Yep.
And nobody
wait,
called.
So if I go to the Abbey Trappist in Stockton and just call Matt, I can get a free beer?
No, call our voicemail, 559-492-0542. And well, they get we send $5 to the bar.
Being that I know a great distributor in Stockton, I'm going to go down there to the Abbey Trappist.
Call three times.
And just call. Hey, I need another beer, man.
Matt.
Mikey. I hope you have the black card because this beer's getting crazy.
Is this thing on? Hello? Is this thing on?
Literally, if you drove down there and you called us from there,
up there,
I would.
We have ways of knowing it was from the trap.
Oh,
the
no, pot. I would call from their phone, being that they're good friends of ours at Delta Pacific.
But if that...
Because they carry delicious, great craft beer, so...
Delicious.
They get it from us.
If it happened, yes, I would buy a round. I wouldn't care.
A round? For that.
Round? Whoa, for a person. Whoa.
All right.
Upwards of $8. I would go premium draft.
Now he's pushing it up to $8. Wow. I'm out.
I'm calling it. Nope.
I'm going to call each and every one of you. But I only want to speak to Matt this time. Can I speak to Mike? Yeah. Let me talk to Nick.
So, Mikey and I are buying Pabst Blue Ribbons, and Matt's buying you the...
I got Olympia and Blue Ribbons. Yes. Thank you, Perfect Pour.
One can. Thanks, Perfect Pour.
Yeah. I'll shell out $8 for somebody to call us.
Hey, you know what? For inexpensive beer, PBR and Olympia is not a bad way to go.
Oh, it's time to go, guys. Somebody's drunk. We got a drunk guy.
Well, I don't know how.
I mean, I could drink your guys' Coors Cider, but whatever.
Oh,
PerfectPourPodcast.com. Look for us on iTunes. Give us a nice review. Email us, PerfectPourPodcast@gmail.com. And all the social media at PerfectPourPod on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. I'm Dorktown on Untapped. Nick, what are you on Untapped?
Probably.
How many times have we said this?
I don't know.
Nick.
I don't remember
it's
anymore.
Nick 80.
It's no, the Nick.
Is it the Nick 80?
80.
And I'll be Bearded Brewer 87.
There we go.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not on Nick Untapped.
You're not even on Untapped. You're on no social media, Randy.
No, it's I'm very unsocial.
You're from
media.
The 70s.
Send Randy messages by carrier only. Pigeon.
Yeah. Morse code only, please.
Are you Marty McFly?
No, I used to be on Untapped, but then it got snooty with me. So
got snooty with
you. Yeah, and said that, you know, you're drinking too much, and that's when I deleted it.
And that's when I said F you.
Good day, sir. I say good day.
And good day to everyone. Thank you for listening to The Perfect Four, episode 36. Possibly 35.
35.5.
Sunburns, play us some music. Hi, you guys, Sunburns.